Welcome to the Taking It Outside podcast from Spring Hill Outfitters, the show that connects you with the outdoors, with experts on guns, archery, cooking, outdoor gear, and more. Here's your host, Trent Lassiter.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Taking It Outside with Spring Hill Outfitters. I am your host, Trent Lassiter, and we are excited to have you join us today for another fun episode. As always, you can find this podcast on all major podcast platforms, including Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon, Buzzsprout, and everything in between. Make sure you subscribe. Give us good ratings, good reviews. As always, if you have something negative to say, keep it to yourself. Don't say it. Good things only. YouTube, we have a YouTube channel, Taking It Outside with Spring Hill Outfitters. You can find videos and tutorials on our YouTube channel. Spring Hill Outfitters is located right on I-95 here in North Carolina, exit 101 on 95 between the Smithfield and Wilson area. And we are known as a hunting store and fishing store, but we actually have stuff besides just hunting and fishing gear. One of those things being a pretty nice large cooking department with grills and seasonings and sauces. And we did a podcast a few weeks ago with Kamado Joe. And today, we've got two special guests who I'll introduce here in just a second, a little bit more. But we are talking whole hog cooking. So for those of you that live in the South, know it as a pig picking. If you're from somewhere outside of the South, you may not have a clue what a pig picking is. But here in North Carolina, we call them pig pickings and do them for all kinds of events, including weddings and tailgates and birthday parties and any excuse to feed a lot of people. We cook a whole hog, and I've got two guys here today who know more about cooking whole hogs than anybody. And you're about to find out how accurate that statement is. We have actually a cooking competition here, a couple of different ones during the year. The next one we have is next month called Pig Fest, and it's a whole hog cooking competition that these guys help out with, cook and or help run. It's pretty cool. We have several teams that come and cook whole hogs, and then they get judged, and all the food after they get judged goes to the local fire department, and they sell plates. So that's coming up August 28th. The same weekend as the Fall Outdoor Classic here at the store, which will be our next whole hog cooking competition. But first up, before we get into how to cook a whole hog and all the fun stuff that comes along with it, we're going to introduce these guys. First of all, we've got Mr. Kevin Peterson. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
Good. And Kevin resides in Benson, North Carolina. If you're from this area, Mule Days. Home of Mule Days, Benson, North Carolina.
Home of Mule Days.
That's what Benson's known for. And his team name is Showtime's Legit Barbecue. And this guy's the reigning, 2019 as well as 2017 Whole Hog, North Carolina Whole Hog State Champion. Was there a competition last year in 2020?
No, we did not have a state championship because in 2020 of COVID.
So he was the last state champion back in 2019 and 2017. I'm going to let Kevin talk a little bit more about his family and kind of his background.
So I grew up around Roseboro, North Carolina, and when I got married, we moved to Benson. My wife got me into this whole cooking deal. I think our first one was in 2016 at NC State, Wolfpack Barbecue Bowl. That's where we started off at. We win the state championship in 17 and 19. My wife's Dana Peterson. I work at Goodyear Tire in Fayetteville. People say it different ways.
Fayetteville.
And I have another team also. I partnered up with Andy Harrison. It's an all-natural source team with the Carolina Barbecue League. The team name is You Bought It Q. It's in memory of a great friend, Timmy Evans, who passed away.
Anybody in North Carolina that's ever been to a Ducks Unlimited event or CCA or Quail or Delta, everything, a lot of conservation events. Mr. Timmy Evans was an awesome auctioneer, was known for his loud jackets and shorts and pants, and he's raised more money. I actually talked about it this past weekend at the Band of Billfish tournament with Mr. Greg Rue, how Timmy had raised more money probably for conservation than anybody else, and he passed away this past year, I guess it was.
Sad deal. Yeah. Good guy. Absolute great guy. I've known him when I was a kid when he owned a jewelry store in Clinton.
Mm-hmm. So you started cooking when, 2016?
2016.
And you cooked in how many events, you think?
Probably a little more than 75 to date.
That's a lot. How many a year do you cook in?
I think it was 2019. We done 23 events.
Mm. And out of those over 75 events, you've had quite a few top three finishes, too?
You've had more than 30 top threes, top fives. We should have done better with keeping up with them. I don't exactly know how many top fives we've had out of the 75 that we cooked in.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here. Before we get into talking more about cooking whole hogs, we're going to introduce our second guest here. He's actually a member of the Spring Hill Outfitters Pro Staff and has been for 43 years. No, I don't know. How long have you been a part of the store? 10 years?
12 years. 12 years.
Mr. Ashley Wheeler from Rosewood in Eastern North Carolina is joining us today. He works here at the store with us and has for a while, as well as works full-time as a firefighter over at Smithfield Fire Department. And Ashley has a team as well, and they cook as much as they can when the schedule allows for a lot of these tournaments. I'm going to ask Ashley to talk a little bit more about kind of his background, how he got started, and his team.
We'd love to cook a little bit more, but my boss here won't let me off.
All right, don't judge now. don't judge right to start with.
I mean, maybe we can talk afterwards. My name's Ashley Wheeler, from the Rosewood area, originally from Duplin County, Calypso, where I grew up, stomping grounds. Started cooking whole hog barbecue at the age of 16. Learned from my grandfather, who also started at the age of 16, and he cooked up to the age of 86. He passed away at the age of 91, and at the age of 90, he was still telling everybody how to cook it.
But they knew what he was doing by then.
Yeah, so he's a good mentor, taught me a lot. One thing he taught me is low and slow. Don't never rush whole hog, because you're going to burn it. And I'm a firm believer in that. Still got to get it done at a decent amount of time, reasonable amount of time, especially when you're cooking in a competition. A lot of things taking to play. But we started in 2016 in the competition. We started in the backyard event. First place we ever cooked was Wilson, North Carolina at the Tobbs.
Y'all placed what?
So we placed second at that
second.
One.
There you go.
We were very impressed with ourselves, didn't know what we were doing and competing in the world. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Howell, he also was part of our team, and we kind of went in there blind, didn't really know what to expect, what to do. It was a backyard event, so we did cook with wood, smoked it, and kind of seasoned it the way we would if we were eating it at home or serving it to some of our friends or family.
While you're on that, I will say the competitions we have here, a lot of people I talk to don't sign up because they say we're not experts. But what Ashley just said is 100% accurate. We had to have, over the last several years, folks that sign up and compete that never competed before, and they get top three or top five. They cook at home, and they're really good, but they never have competed before. So while we're on that subject, just because you never have competed doesn't mean you can't enter a competition and
that's right.
Give it a shot anyway.
Absolutely.
That's right. And, I mean, we decided once we cooked in the backyard events, we got that behind our belt, started winning a couple events, started turning over a good product, what we thought. And we had some conversation, me and my brother-in-law, and we were on the fence about cooking pork council, cooking with gas. We didn't know what we were doing with gas. Today we're still learning. it's a whole different ball game. So we started cooking pork council in around 2018 is when we started transitioning over to gas. We were fortunate enough, we went back to the Wilson Tobbs, and we won first place in the North Carolina Pork Council event.
There you go.
I'll never forget Charlie Martin come up at the end, and he said, man, he said, do what you've done and don't change nothing. And
it worked.
It worked.
That's what you want.
Exactly. So,
I know you cooked in 2019 the same, I guess it was the same competition that he got, Kevin got first in. You got best.
I got first place in
best sauce. And I was actually at an event earlier this morning where a whole hog was cooked for, I say not a whole hog, it was a couple of Boston butts, I'm sorry. But they were talking at lunch earlier about Ashley's sauce. He's known for his sauce, and he got first place for best sauce back in 2019.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. I talked to a bunch of guys when we were getting over to the Pork Council, Kevin being one of them. We've called him, texted him, asked for advice, what to do, and everybody's been wonderful. What to do it, how to get started, some of the things you need, because it's totally different than a backyard event when it comes to the sauce.
That's one thing I'll say, too, at the events we've had here that I've been a part of. You know, these guys, all these guys that compete and have won state championships and all these competitions, we have guys that maybe it's their first time cooking that have a lot of questions. And these guys always communicate back and forth really good. And it's not like it's a top secret. You know, these guys are glad to share what they know about it, which is what we're doing here today, actually. So.
We don't mind helping a bit.
No, I mean, our little saying, me and my brother-in-law, is the day we quit learning is the day we're going to quit cooking.
Absolutely. Every time we cook, we learn something new every time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about myself. Married to Dina Wheeler. Wonderful wife, supports me 100%. Got three wonderful kids that love it just as much as I do.
They love cooking or love eating? Or both?
Both.
Yes.
Both. And being the boss.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate that and glad you guys could be here. And like I said, we're going to dive in a little bit more to this whole hog cooking. So if you're from the South, I'm sure you're familiar with it. I've had folks come, sales reps, to this area for events. And we say, well, for dinner tonight, we're going to do a pig picking. And they're like, what does that mean? You know, and it's kind of a Southern thing. I think maybe in Hawaii, they cook pigs underground or dig holes and
dig a hole in the ground,
pineapple in their mouth or something,
cover it up with leaves and put coals on it.
It's a little bit different here in North Carolina than Hawaii, but we have pig pickings. And so these guys do competition cooking, but pig pickings are a popular thing, like I said earlier, for all kinds of events. They actually cook for competitions as well as for fun as well. But so we're going to learn a little, I'm going to pick their brain a little bit and learn some of their expertise so you guys can come enter our competition and beat them in a couple of weeks here at the store.
That's right.
And
you gonna let me cook?
No. But so kind of getting in, before we get into the competition part, just cooking a whole hog, after you start putting the whole hog on the grill, how long does that whole process take? Either one of y'all?
I give it about 9.5-10 hours, start to finish. Sometimes we can shorten up. Depends on the size of the pig that we're cooking.
What's the average for a competition? I think it was 100-110 pounds. Is that prime?
110-115. Sometimes you'll get them 120-ish, 127.
And I know Ashley mentioned a while ago, low and slow. So on a 115-pound pig, is it better to cook it a lower temperature for a longer? What's the benefit of doing that?
Well, it just depends on what kind of competition you're cooking. If you're cooking on wood, you definitely want to go low and slow, because you stand a better chance of burning it. Where gas, you can kind of control your heat, control your temperature. Firing it with that wood, you've got to make sure that heat stays consistent pretty much the whole time. Not that you're doing that with gas. Wood's definitely a little bit more aggravating, a little bit harder work to do.
Well, I have figured out that there's a big difference in between 250 on gas and 250 on coals. It ain't the same 250 degrees.
It ain't.
So y'all cooking the competition, can you cook on gas or wood, or is there one or the other? How does that usually work?
North Carolina Pork Council, you can cook either source, natural or gas. Okay. Carolina Barbecue leads all natural source, charcoal, coals.
So if y'all had to pick one, what would it be?
I would go to Pork Council.
Gas. A lot less work. I can actually get some sleep.
Exactly.
Cut the gas on and go to bed.
Absolutely.
And you're talking about 250. What's the prime temp that y'all usually cook a hog on?
275-ish.
275-ish.
Plus.
Yeah.
And when the internal temperature reaches what? What are you trying to get it to?
I like 205.
205. They say 195's done.
Yeah. Well. 165. But
it depends on your ass.
The chart says 165, but yeah. I guess the more done it is when you cook something like this and break it, and you're going to chop barbecue or chop pork for like these plates we're doing here next month, you can't really. I mean, I guess you can burn it, but if you get it 170, 180, 190. My experience, the more it doesn't really matter if you get it right.
I mean, 190 plus, you know, up to 200, 205, just all the fats broke down and rendered down. And so you should have the highest moisture content and the meat's more tender.
Right.
That's right. And when they pull it off the bone, it pulls off the bone a lot easier, yeah, the higher temperature it is on the inside. One little thing is when we won the competition in Wilson at the Tobbs, I talked to guys at BQ Grill, have a BQ grill.
Yeah.
A bunch of us that cook there have BQ grills. He said, man, go there and turn that heat up.
You can't be scared to heat it in.
Well, I turned the heat up, and I turned around, and I was like, man, we were out of gas. And my brother, I was like, what are you talking about? I come to find out, he was cutting the heat down. I kept cutting it up. And I was like, we got to leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Man said, if it's too high, it'll go out. So
throw the heat to it.
Yeah, throw the heat to it.
Exactly.
So I know my experience in the competition we had here a couple of years ago, when the judges come by, like at the competition, you have thermometers you stick in the hog. I guess they're sure the judges have to see that it's done to a certain.
Yes, the thermometers are more for a reference point.
Okay.
Clear juices in the judges' aspect of it's what they're looking for, but the temperature's more of a reference of done.
While we're on competitions, we'll kind of get on that subject. So the competitions you guys cook in, what kind of I know like the one we have here, people get here on Friday afternoon and put the hogs on. They get them around 7 or 8 o'clock that night, I think, and then they cook them overnight or whatever you may put them on, and then the judges start around 9 or 10 on Saturday morning. But what kind of – talk about a little bit more kind of the preparation time. Let's say you're going to compete this weekend. How long does it take to actually get everything set up, and how does that whole process work?
Well, you know, we can't give our secrets away.
Well, I'm talking about like time, not secrets, but like, so the competition, the judges are going to judge Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So y'all start setting stuff up Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, set up Friday afternoon, you know, time you have to run your power cords and your lights and get all your cooking utensils out and start the pig. And when we do a place setting, so, I mean, people do tablecloths, some don't. You got to have 4 drinks, 4 knives, 4 napkins. A lot of people use paper towels. For the process of getting ready to get here is the longest part for me.
Right.
Clean up.
Get everything packed.
Get here.
Some of these guys I know that roll in here have like 20-foot enclosed trailers, and these guys will take it like serious. That's their full-time gig, and they travel all around doing these competitions. They have like a lot of money and nice setup trailers. And
yeah, our trailer's about 19 foot long.
Oh, he said mine's like 20. Mine's 19 and a half.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's amazing. I mean, if you never have seen it, these competitions, these guys, and you, there are shows on TV. What's the show?
Pitmasters.
Yeah, isn't there one on Netflix right now too, or something?
It's the Barbecue Brawl. No, that's the one that's on Cooking Channel.
Something going on.
Chris Prito.
That's
the Barbecue Brawl.
What's the one the guy was actually?
Thompson.
Was
it
on.
It was a Netflix series.
Yeah, that was last year.
Yeah, that was at the that's a KCBS style. Yeah. He's cooked here before.
Yeah, actually, he's cooked here a couple of times, and he was on
him a big worm.
Yeah. Yep. They did pretty good on that. So, yeah, a lot of – it's not just – you know, and a lot of people go to a birthday party on Saturday afternoon. This is a little bit different setup than what you may see at something. I mean, these guys have a lot of equipment and a lot of money invested in this. And while we're on money invested, I mean, like some of these competitions – I mean, what's the payout on an average competition? I mean, you're talking about $500 or $600 in cash, or what are the average payouts at events you go to?
First place anywhere from $500 to $1,000. Some of them are, I've seen $2,500. I think Washington's the highest payout.
Yeah, Washington's the highest. Then when you go to state
championship,
you got out to winning several prizes.
You can win a couple $1,000 at the state championship.
Get you a nice ring.
You get a ring too.
Get a ring. I actually have a ring.
I saw that on Facebook earlier today.
Yes.
Get you a nice little dog bone with your name embroidered inside of it.
A dog bone.
Melvin Whitman at BQ Grills, when you win a state championship on his grill, he'll make you a custom dog bone with your team name the years. And it's all presentation. I mean, you put this dog bone on the pig and put a grade in, flip it back over, so you just see this dog bone on the judges.
Prettiness, man.
You got to be pretty, man. You got to be pretty.
While we're on BQ, those guys shot with us a lot here at Spring Hill Outfitters. And that's one of the more popular brands of grills you see, I guess, at these things, right? BQ's,
he's got it figured out.
They got it going on. They do anything from patio to pig cookers to pull behinds to
smokers.
Friends over at Backyard Bistro. Lance and Joe there in Raleigh, they have a couple of custom rigs that have – they can cook like 10 pigs at one time on these things with side burners and grill, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think they got like – one rig's like 40 foot long.
Yeah. They were on Food Network or something. Yeah.
Destination America.
Destination America. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
So, those guys can do whatever you want over at BQ.
And he'll build you anything you want.
Yep. They're great guys.
This episode is sponsored by BQ. They don't know it yet, but it's sponsored by BQ Grills. Appreciate that.
Somebody better call Mr. Melvin.
Okay, so back to competitions. These judges, so I know ours, there's 4 judges that come to each spot. And what are these, like, what are you, just a couple of the things you're trying to focus on. What are these judges, what are they looking for to make you stand above somebody else?
Crisp skin, color, moisture, meat sauce taste.
Yeah.
Sight completeness.
Completeness of the sight. Make sure it's clean. Definitely need to have everything picked up, cleaned up. They'll go in there and check your place settings, make sure you've got it out like you're supposed to, and And if they don't, I mean, they're not going to beat you up, hound you. They'll pull you to the side afterwards. I mean, they give you pointers and tips, and they ain't going to really come out and say, well, hey, you need to do this next time. Yeah. But they'll kind of throw little things out there like, man, I know what I need to do now.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago when I was following the judges around, y'all had these nice, pretty pigs laid on the grill. Y'all worked so hard on it, the judges walk up and tear it all to pieces. Looks like they just tear the legs off and arms off. And tear it off.
In 3 minutes.
To me, I was like, man, these guys had this really cool looking hog up here. They tore it all to pieces.
We spend 9-10 hours cooking a pig, and they just 3 minutes is like a bomb dropped off.
Yeah. But that's part of what the judging process, I guess, to make sure everything's like it ought to be.
Making sure it's done, ready to serve to the public.
That's right. And I will say this, one of our biggest hiccups when we first started was the sauce.
Yeah, I had a big hiccup with sauce, too.
Competing the backyard style, we always used to Eastern style, North Carolina Eastern style barbecue sauce, hot cayenne pepper, black pepper, salt. And now judges want something that's pleasing.
More of a crowd pleasing sauce. I think we win our first place in sauce in 2018 and a blind taste. Well, no, we might have tied. I know the first year we won the state championship, we won, might have tied with Crispy Skin and we won the blind taste too. And then 18 was sauce. And then 19 was blind taste again in the championship. We had a go around with sauce, is what I'm telling
you. Yeah. It's different now. And I mean, every judge is different. Every judge likes something a little bit different. So you got to please all of them.
Well, you won first place sauce back in 2019, we said, right?
Yes.
It was not, yeah.
So obviously it was good. So if you don't mind, just everybody get y'all's notepads out. He's going to give you your recipe for how he won that. If you want to go ahead and read that off.
Mustard, pickle juice, lemonade.
Old apple, was it?
Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit this, a little bit that.
Mayonnaise.
Texas Pete.
Just go to grandma's refrigerator.
While we're on sauce, though, I know in Eastern North Carolina, you know, we're all biased because we all live in Eastern North Carolina, but our pork is quite a bit different. If you say you want North Carolina barbecue, there's a vast difference in Eastern barbecue and Western barbecue, and that's mainly because of the sauce. So the Eastern part of the state, you know, all of our local eateries around here, such as Parker's and Holt Lake and White Swan and all these guys, more of a vinegar-based sauce, whereas the Western part of the state's more of a
ketchup base.
Yeah, sweeter, a little bit sweeter.
That's right. And another thing to that, too, I didn't realize till doing some research a while back, reading some books and everything, a lot of your stuff cooked out in the western part of the state is hams and shoulders, and they don't even cook whole hogs like we do in eastern North Carolina.
Yeah, more whole hogs on this side.
That's right.
There's always been a debate about eastern or western. I know I had aunt and uncle that live in the western part of the state, they came to visit. Whenever they came, I was going to go to Parker's and get some Eastern barbecue because I never had it back where they were from, around Asheboro. They want to come get some of our good barbecue on this side of the state. So
Parker's got good barbecue.
They do. They do.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, there's a lot of local places that have some good barbecue.
There is.
I have a hard time judging
which
one's better. Talking about backyard events, so we have a backyard event here. And then we have a whole hog event as well. But what's the difference for people that don't know the difference in a whole hog and a backyard? What are you cooking in a backyard event compared to a whole hog event?
Well, when you hear backyard event, the one we do here is a little bit different than the backyard whole hog that we cooked in. Backyard whole hog is you chop it, get you some crispy skin in there, and you actually turn it into a panel of judges where the pork council, the panel of judges come to you. So we're actually serving the barbecue, putting it on a plate, making it look pretty for the judges, and take it to them. They'll usually have a set of celebrities or local people in the community to come out and judge at that event. The backyard event Trent's talking about is more like the KCBS style. We do the ribs, we've done brisket, do chicken, usually 3 to 4 meats. The fourth meat's usually like a side-in table. We've done in the past like a sideboard, chicken wings.
Right, so I think it was chicken wings last time.
Yeah, everybody competes against their chicken wing. Winner takes all.
I have that myself. I love chicken wings.
Yeah.
That turned out good.
Yeah.
Talk about doing a steak cook-off, a little side pot with some steak cook-off. Yeah. And there's actually a steak cooking competition, a whole separate competition.
SCA.
Yeah.
And you go to, Houston, Texas or Texas?
Yes, somewhere. In Texas. If you win, if they give a golden ticket, you go to Texas, Fort Worth.
That's right.
It's in Fort Worth.
Mm.
So where
that might be a good little while.
The big show's at.
Steak cook-off.
It's coming a lot bigger too.
It is.
But the backyard we do here, we You see a lot more smokers are here than you do actual pig cookers, but we still have a good turnout. I mean, guys enjoy cooking brisket and ribs, and it's just like the whole hog. I mean, everybody comes together and try to be friends and family and just come and have a good time.
That's right.
That's what we try to do.
So that's where, yeah, like you said, the whole hog is more obviously a whole hog, but for the other event, you know, we do ribs and brisket and pork, chopped pork, and some different things for that event.
Yeah, I mean, we've experimented a little bit. We've never actually cooked. Well, I take that back. My brother-in-law cooked with John Kearney and them one year with their cooking team and in the backyard event. I think they finished third in the ribs here at Spring Hill, and he's kind of tread that water a little bit, more than what I want to, because there's a lot of more prep time, a lot of more get stuff more precise. We cook a lot of briskets at the house.
Quality of meat.
Exactly. And usually you have to buy your own meat for them events and bring it yourself. And a lot of these guys, man, they'll spend $300, $400, $500, $600 up to $1,000 on just meat to make sure they get what they want.
That's right.
I mean, whole hog is just a whole hog.
Bring me a pig.
There you go.
And while we're on talking about cooking that different stuff, you guys are known, obviously, for cooking whole hogs. But if y'all were cooking tonight for your family at home, what would y'all grill outside of a whole hog? What's your go-to? Like, what's your favorite thing to grill at home?
Oh, man. The wife loves my brisket.
Man.
Brisket.
Yeah. I like brisket, too.
It's
probably kind of hard to, aren't the brisket's kind of hard to,
yeah,
you gotta figure it out.
I mean, now I wouldn't go in there, jump in there and buy you a $100 brisket and
buy you a choice and stick it on that nice Traeger, yeah, the Easy Bake Oven,
hey,
on the apple chips.
Either that or Kamado Joe. I mean,
Easy Bake Oven.
you won't go wrong with that smoker of the Traeger, man, or the Kamado Joe. I mean, you put that brisket on there and you can leave it on there and come back 8, 10, 12 hours later. Just like we cook briskets here, Texas is real known for their briskets. And, man, I got a cousin living in Texas, and he says they cook there 14, 16 hours, 20 long, sometimes.
Long time.
Exactly.
Like, why do you cook it so long? It just don't need to be cooked that long.
No, you're talking about low and slow. Gosh.
How about you, Kevin? What's your go-to to cook at home?
Probably a steak. You know, big guys like myself like beef. No, we eat a lot of pork at the house, too. I don't know. We don't have a go-to food. We cook whatever, hamburgers.
Yeah, I don't know. I said to somebody earlier, I love a good steak myself, but I've had a couple of whole pork loins the last few weeks that taste better to me than any filet mignon you could eat.
That's right.
A good old whole pork loin, and I'm not a professional by no means. I have a grill and know how to put meat on there and get it off, but that whole pork loin was good.
Especially on a Saturday afternoon or something. You're going to have a few friends
over
and just let it sit there and smoke.
Couple hours.
Yeah. I mean, you can't beat.
Yeah, I like a good pork loin like that. Ribs.
Right on the grill.
So you guys do some catering a little bit, I know. So while we're talking about that, if anybody needs some catering and you're satisfied with what you've heard from these guys so far, look them up on Facebook and you can send them a message and they'll be glad to come out to your home and cook for any size group you have.
We're
cook a whole hog or some butts, or I'm sure whatever you want they can do within reason.
Go anywhere from a whole hog to pans of barbecue.
That's right.
I will say, and this is a fun fact, this is 100% honest. If you want to try it, you can, but I did it a while ago. I got on my computer and Googled. I was looking for some copy points to talk about during the podcast, and I literally got on Google and put how to cook a whole hog. And as soon as I hit enter, the first thing that popped up was a YouTube video, and I saw Ashley Wheeler's face on there.
Oh, gosh.
Him and his brother-in-law, right?
Yeah, he was my brother-in-law. Yeah.
They did a video a few years ago for the North Carolina Pork Council, I guess.
Yeah. It was cooking on wood.
Yeah.
It was an experience. Never been video cooking a pig before.
I don't know if it was because of where I'm at. I didn't put in Ashley's name or anything. I put in how to cook a whole hog, and here comes Ashley's YouTube video top. So these guys are
famous.
Like it and share it. And
they're famous.
Hey.
Famous guys.
We got a long way to go.
All right, so what else? We've covered a lot of stuff, I know. Anything else y'all want to talk about or mention that we may have missed, that anybody that's listening that maybe wants to know more about cooking a whole hog or competing, anything y'all want to share with anybody before we go?
You can get on the North Carolina Pork Council Whole Hog Series website and a whole list of events on there. Come out and see all the cooks. Carolina Barbecue League has their own website. Most of the time it's up to date. Sometimes it's not. They got a Facebook page also. And that probably pretty much covers where everybody's at any given time cooking.
Main thing is don't be scared.
Nah, if you got a pig cooker and you want to get into it, come out. Get in an event. If you need any help, come and get me, because most time I'm at them. Kevin Peterson, Showtime's Legit Barbecue. Come and see me if you need any help.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll mention that again. Like you said, Kevin Peterson, like I said, look him up on Facebook. And these guys, well, Ashley works here a couple of days a week when he's not at the fire department. And Kevin can be reached. I'm sure these guys are more willing to help out. And our event is August 28th. The deadline to enter, I think, is in a couple of weeks. So I would encourage anybody that wants to come out here. In this $150, I think.
It is $150. I mean,
but you get a lot of knowledge, and these guys are going to be all out here, and you can talk to them and learn so much.
It's going toward a good cause,
absolutely.
Micro fire department. I mean, helps them out. They help us out. I mean,
yeah, Spring Hill Outfit. This is not a money making event for Spring Hill Outfitters. I will promise you that. But we help the fire department out, and they sell plates, and we're going to have barbecue pork plates, potato slaw, bread. They're going to be selling them here at the store that day. But yeah, if you want to enter. Send us an email or find us on Facebook, and we'll be glad to get over the information to you on how you can come out and compete. Like I said, you can play with it, compete, may win some money, and if nothing else, you can talk to these guys out here overnight and during the day on Saturday and learn a lot of stuff.
If nothing else, have a good time.
Absolutely.
Fellowship, man. Just
fellowship, that's the biggest thing of cooking a whole hog. It brings folks together.
It is. I mean, that's where it all goes back to traditional.
That's right.
And like Kevin said, you can reach him. You can reach me, Ashley Wheeler. I'm on Facebook, Smoking Blackjack Barbecue. We got a Facebook page as well. And if we can't help you, we'll get you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
We can help you.
Yeah. Well, like you said, Kevin Peterson, Ashley Wheeler, thank y'all for coming to hang out for a while today and share some of y'all's knowledge on cooking whole hogs and everything else. We've got, like I said earlier, we've got some cooking stuff here at the store, Traeger Pellet Grills, Kamado Joe Grills, nothing to cook a whole hog on. But we've got everything you may need to do some smoking or grilling.
Not yet.
A lot of different seasons.
Yep, seasoning sauces, rubs, Camp Chef.
We even got some meat cleavers, got knives, chopped wood.
Meat Church, got a big shipment of Meat Church in just this week. So
this is where I buy it all from.
There you go. Hey. So come on by. We're glad to help you out any way we can here at the store. Like I said, we're known as a hunting and fishing store, but we've got everything else, including cooking and grilling, Yeti coolers, and all kinds of fun stuff in between. So
absolutely.
Hopefully a couple of weeks we can get Trent to cook a pig and learn from him.
I don't know how much you'll learn from me, but I'll be glad to try.
Hey.
You got to start somewhere.
You got to start somewhere.
Don't be scared.
I'm going to start by paying y'all to cook a whole lot.
You just let us know. We can handle that.
That's for sure.
But yeah, look these guys up on Facebook if you have any questions. Thanks thanks again for both of them for being here. As always, every Friday morning you'll have a new episode of Taking It Outside. It's going to be released on all major podcast platforms. Make sure you share it, like it, review it, rate it, all kinds of good stuff. Taking It Outside, Spring Hill Outfitters. We're right here on Interstate 95 at Exit 101 in Eastern North Carolina. And here for all your outdoor and cooking and grilling whole hog cooking needs. Thanks again, guys, for being here.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Yep. Thank you all for tuning in. And until next Friday, don't forget to take it outside.